There will be no blood, no skin, no bones. The organs will be replaced by what they symbolize in their subtle physical plane. Many of the organs will even disappear because they are not needed. And the various centers will open and they will become centers of forces. You won't have to speak. Whatever has to get communicated will get communicated to you. It will be a body of light which will not need food and water for its sustenance. Can you imagine a greater research of our time? We are spending billions and billions in research in this disease, research in that disease. But what Sri Aurobindo's bullseye or the steroid eye is the acme, the culmination, much, much beyond than all the researches we are imagining today. So he says, one of the attributes of the new body will be this luminosity. Another attribute will be lightness. It will be able to fly. And mother gave a very interesting incident. Mother said, in dreams, sometimes you dream that your body is flying. You give a jerk from the right shoulder, you fly in the right direction. You give a jerk from the left shoulder, you take a turn in the left direction. You give a push with your feet and you go very high. He said, all this will happen with the body. All this which happens without the physical body, in a divine body, it will happen with the body. The third attribute, they said, it will be plastic. It will not be vulnerable. Even if somebody shoots it, it will not damage the body because body will allow the bullet to pass. So this will be the third attribute. And the fourth attribute of the body will be adaptability. You can put it in a small jar, it will adapt. Like Hanuman, it can become 500 feet high. It could adapt itself to any situation, any circumstance. So adaptability, plasticity, luminosity and lightness. Then people ask the mother, whether this light will be seen by a person in the street or only the great yogis will be able to see. Mother said, a person in the street will be able to see this light. Now a body, not only this, mother once stated, this is a body which you can project, say, 12 places at the same time. You are projected in America doing a work, you are projected in the moon doing another work, you are projected in India doing a third work, a body which can be projected in a number of places simultaneously. So you can imagine what they mean by divine body, actually a divine body. The body of gods is luminous. This body will be luminous. So it will be the gods coming on earth. Even Sri Aurobindo has said that Shiva has committed himself, but when the supramental transformation comes, he will himself come to the earth. So it is extremely interesting that the vision of Sri Aurobindo is the fulfillment of all which we have dreamt, all which we have dreamt spiritually, all which we have dreamt materially. Now this substance, the supramental substance, doesn't exist in the world, it will be a new creation. Now once the substance is created, the soul, there will be two kinds of supramental being or superman and supramental being. The superman would be that being who out of this physical body has evolved into the divine body. The supramental being would be that being who has taken the divine body directly and there is no animality in it. And now these two are the final body, the superman's body and the supramental body. Now the supramental being leading a collective life, Sri Aurobindo calls a Gnostic community. People leading, so you can imagine a place on earth where people have bodies of light which doesn't need food and water for the sustenance, moving about, projecting themselves in different places, returning whenever necessary, and finally, it will be not prone to old age, disease, decay and death. That we will take separately. And it is this kind of body which Sri Aurobindo holds out the hope to you for, which you can realize. Mother says, the time is now to realize. She says, the supramental descent has already come to subtle physical. But physical consciousness has to feel it and material body has to realize. After this realization, man will not have to take birth as a child, grow young, grow old and die. He will straight take the body, as I said, in a supramental body, act in the world for an hour or 2 hours or 2,000 years and leave the body at will. It will be absolutely a new kind of creation. We are fortunate to have come to the center which is aspiring for this new kind of creation. The mother was asked, well, how long will such a creation take? And she said, 300 years. People were very much surprised. How could we live 300 years? If we prolong the life, with a diseased body, old body, decaying body, it will not be very pleasant to live. And mother gave a very beautiful answer, which I would like to read out to you. When she was said, 300 years was a long period for this. She said, well, there is a change. It is no more the same body. You must know that even before the total change comes, a change will start in the body. Yesterday, Hanuman Varma told you his experience that while he was coming out of the house, the mother told him, take a candle with you. When the people asked him to go, he said, no, mother told him to put a light the candle and stand between the boys and the girls. It is very, very true. Those who of you who have the slightest contact with the supermind within will feel it in your own vocation. If you do not feel it, there is something wrong with you. Somewhere you have closed the window to the descent which mother has brought for the benefit of all of us. She has brought this Ganges of supermind. We stand on its bank without seeing it and without drinking its water. That's the situation. So the important thing to know is that the supermind consciousness, once it touches your body will be able to remain healthy and the life can be prolonged. How to prolong the life we'll try to see today when we come to the sadhana aspect. But let me read out this thing to you from the mother about 300 years. When our little humanity says 300 years, this is what mother is seeing, with the same body, you say, when I'm 50 years, it has already begun to decompose. At 300 years, it will be a horrible thing. But it is not like that. If it is 300 years with a body, that goes on perfecting itself. So you have to go on perfecting yourself. How to go on perfecting that also we will see when we come to the sadhana aspect. From year to year, perhaps when the 300 years is reached, you will say, oh, I need still 300 or 400 years more to be what I want to be, because you want to manifest divine in all his attributes. So it doesn't matter, another 300 years. Because you must not forget, if you leave the body now, you come another, say after 2000 years, under different circumstances, you find it more difficult, because you are not progressing enough in this life. So the progress in this life, mother says, it not only will help you, but will help you to realize it now. Now it is very important. If each year that passes represents a progress, a transformation, one would like to have more and more years in order to be able to transform oneself more and more. So you have to decide whether every year you are progressing, whether every year you are getting transformed, and in order to check your year, you have to check every day. And in order to check every day, you have to check every moment. You have to plan your day. That, again, we will try to understand. When something is not exactly as you want it to be, take for example, just one cut of the things I have described, just one out of the things I have described, say plasticity or lightness or elasticity or luminosity, and none of them are exactly as you want, what you will need at least, then you will need at least 200 years more so that it may be done. You never think, how is it? It is going to last 200 years more. On the contrary, you say, 200 years more are absolutely necessary so that it may be truly done. And then, when all is done, when all is perfect, then there is no more question of years, for you are immortal. So for them, it is a physical immortality. You must become clear. Don't try to give meaning. Sri Aurobindo did not mean. So it is the highest. You can tell your children it is the highest you can put the goal before you. And there are a few points which we should know before we come to the sadhana. The points to know are that this transformation will come from a descent from above. It is not the human effort alone. Human effort part, I would say, is 1%. The 99% change is going to come through a descent. How are we going to have a descent? How are we going to put our body in contact with the supramental force? This is one of the important points we must all know. And the second point to know is how to make cells of our body conscious. The end
yet cohesive, cohesive around a center thing. Here, I would like to give you a warning. The will, the human will and human thought have to be transformed, because will play a very important part in your supramental life. You will your body should be big, it becomes big. You will your body should be small, it becomes small. You will your body should project in 12 places. Now, if your will and thought are not transformed in the very initial stage, you know the old story, a man came under a tree, which was a tree which fulfilled your wish. So he was hungry, he said, "Oh, I wish there was something to eat," and very delicious food came before him. So he said, "I wish there was something to drink." Very nice drinks came before him. So he said, "Oh, I wish I could have some dance and music." So he had beautiful dance and music. So he said, "What is all this? I hope it is not the play of a devil." And a devil appeared before him. So he said, I hope the devil doesn't swallow me," and the devil swallowed him. So if the will and the thought is not under your control, this kind of life would not be possible. Now, the first thing in this kind of life is to want it. Want it solely, want it only, and to eliminate, you know, the great art of elimination, the removing the things which you don't want. It is most important, not only to want it and to eliminate what contradicts, what wastes your time towards this goal. So this kind of decision having taken, the first step is aspiration. I have a beautiful prayer from the mother here. It is in French. I'll translate it for you in English. Just 3 lines. One of the most beautiful prayers for the transformation of the body. The mother says, she starts, "Om, Om, Lord Supreme, take possession of this body. Manifest yourself in it." There could not be a greater prayer where you call upon, you pray, you aspire to the divine to take possession of your body and manifest himself. Now that is the easiest way. If he could descend and possess your body and manifest, nothing remains to be done. This is a most important prayer which I would tell you to keep in view. Now to start your sadhana, there are 4 basic requisites. 3 are given to us. The Guru, the Shastra, and the Kaal, the time. Mother has said, this is the time for transformation. This is the hour of God. Those who miss this time will miss it for a long time. So those who miss this opportunity will miss it for a long time. The Guru, the person who has already brought supermind into his body, by meditating on whom we get contact with the supramental consciousness, is already there. The books written by him, like Savitri, Life Divine, the Shastra, is already there. The 4th requisite is Utsaha. Do you feel enthusiastic? Do you feel determined to realize? This is the most important aspect of it. If you decide that you want to realize it, the divine Vyas, the divine Fiat will go in your favor. The whole divine force will come to help you. Once with all your shortcomings, weaknesses, you have taken the decision, "Lord, I pray to you for a divine body. It is impossible that with my present caliber, my loose personality, my fragmented personality, I can realize. Not in 1 life, not in 300 years, but not even in 300 lives. The only hope is, if you can descend, you can take possession of the body, you can take possession of the mind and illumine it, you can take possession of vital and remove the wrong impulses from it and transform it, then it is the only hope of transformation. And he has given a promise to centuries, whether in Gita or whether through Sri Aurobindo or whether through Bible, that whenever people have knocked at his door and asked for the boon, he has never refused it. So, relying, having faith on it, you have to embark with the first step, and that is asking him for it. And that is the first step, very first step. But in Sri Aurobindo's integral yoga, the steps are integral, many sides. First, we will try to consider the psychological perfection in Sri Aurobindo's yoga. The psychological perfection starts with your attitude to life, things, events. If your attitude is wrong, your action will be wrong, your reaction will be wrong. And you must know 90% of your life are all reactions. In this psychological perfection, one thing which could help you is to receive the divine guidance. You must know that most of our life we are trying to make God listen to us and not trying to listen to His voice. We are praying to Him all the time for this and that, and we want Him to listen to us, and we have no time and no inclination that we should listen to Him. And that is the whole tragedy of our human life. You must learn to listen to Him. You must try to seek His guidance from within. Again, with the same attitude, He is everywhere. He is in every cell of my body. He is in my mind. He is in my vital. He is everywhere. And if I invoke His guidance, He will make me ready to receive it. You don't even have to say, oh, I must first prepare, I must first do this, I must first do that. Otherwise, how I will receive the guidance? Sri Aurobindo was once told that in order to have a quiet mind, that it was first necessary to have a quiet mind before having the descent. Sri Aurobindo said, no, to me the quiet mind came after the descent. So once you on one side you are invoking, another side you have a faith that the omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent divine, the all-compassionate divine will answer to your call if in all sincerity you have called for it, and His help will come to you. Half the problem is solved. But then there is a big, big round of psychological perfection. I will for today's meeting only briefly go over them. One is devotion, sincerity, faith. Mother has a flower called psychological perfection, which represents 5 qualities. But psychological perfection to achieve would represent many more qualities, maybe the sub-qualities of those 5 qualities. Sincerity, faith, devotion, aspiration, surrender. First step Mother has stressed is sincerity. And sincerity, she means not to allow, not to admit in your consciousness any other influence except the divine influence. It is extremely important. It is like putting a poison, it is like putting a point of contradiction in your own consciousness against the divine presence, which if you aspire for a divine body, will not help you to progress further.